This is Jason Residlow reporting for AmericaJR.com. I'm being joined by new country group Carter's Chord. Hi, how are you today?
We're doing good. How are you?
Very good. And my first question is, who came up with the idea to form a country music group that featured three sisters?
You know, it was something that all three of us have always wanted to do. I mean, we've sung our whole lives together just growing up and being in such a musical family. And we knew we would always do music someday, but we didn't know if it would be individually or if it would be together. And it was a collective thing. It was about 4 years ago, the three of us sat down and we were like, you know, just decided that we wanted to try to make a go of it together as a group. And we started putting together a bunch of songs and we went in the studio and recorded a demo. And it's just kind of been a whirlwind from there.
Okay. How did you guys decide on the name Carter's Chord?
For a long time. We've been through a lot of different band names, but we finally really decided that we all three liked the idea of a chord, like a musical chord, since there are three of us. And then our mom's first name is Carter. And I don't even remember who it was, but we were sitting around one day and one of us said Carter's Chord, and it was just one of those moments where it was like that was it, and no other name had fit as well as that did. And we told our mom, and I think she probably cried when we told her, so... But yeah, our band is actually named after our mom.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I understand that you are the daughters of Barney and Carter Robertson, both of whom played in the Waylon Jennings Road Band. How have your parents helped you musically?
Oh, gosh, they've been such a huge asset to us musically. I mean, just growing up, we joked that our house was kind of like a music conservatory because there was always something going on. They were producing or someone was writing a song or playing the piano. And, you know, we grew up with Waylon and with Jesse Coulter and Shooter and the Crickets and just all those people. But our parents really, really have influenced us musically and creatively, just encouraging us to spread our wings and make the music that we want to make. And it's been very cool for us, too, because they've been able to really take a direct role in this process with Carter's Chord. Our dad co-produced our album with Toby Keith, and our mom actually wrote a song that went on the album as well. So it's definitely a whole family affair. Everybody's been able to put their fingerprints on this project.
Okay. And can you explain how the group was discovered by Toby Keith?
We had made a demo CD about 4 years ago. We put about 12 songs on it as opposed to the usual three or four. And we had just kind of been shopping it around a little bit. And it actually got in the hands of one of our good friends worked at Toby's agency. And so it got in his hands, and he gave it to Toby's agent. And then Toby heard it and really liked us. And he said, you know, if I can hear these girls live and they sound like they do on the CD, then I'm going to sign them. And so we set up a showcase at a little bar in Nashville. I don't think it's there anymore, but it was a little sports bar. They're actually playing like Monday Night Football on the screen, and it was a really good place to showcase. But he really liked us. We talked for a good hour and a half afterwards, and he was like, "All right, well, y'all girls work out your deal." And we're like, "I guess that means we're signed." So it was very surreal. But we've been with him for the past 2 years, and we're very grateful.
Congratulations on that. Your debut single was a song called Young Love. Can one of you tell us the story behind that song?
Yeah, definitely. Young Love was a song that Toby actually brought to us. There's 10 songs on the album, 5 of which we wrote, and then the other 5 are some outside songs written by some great writers in Nashville. And Young Love is one of those songs that the first time we heard it, we just knew that we needed to record it. It was one of those things where everybody has a young love story, and it really, the lyrics especially, really brought us back to, you know, a time and place being in high school and feeling invincible and sneaking out and falling in love, and we think a lot of people can relate to that. And it was such a great melody, and just the feeling of the song really attracted us. And so we decided right then and there, the very first time that we ever heard it, Toby had played it for us because he thought we might like it, and he was right. So we put it on the album, and it was a good first single for us. It was a good way for people to get to know who we are and for us to kind of make our debut out in the radio world.
All right. Your follow-up single is Different Breed. What is that song about?
We all three wrote that song, actually, together. together. We wrote that a couple of years ago. And that's kind of our baby, we call it. It's kind of our anthem. It's like our theme song to life. You know, we've always felt a little bit different just growing up with a musical family, our parents being in Waylon Jennings Band, and just feeling a little bit different from our friends. And I think this day in particular, though, we've been kind of, our writing appointment kind of turned into like a venting session, because we were talking about how we feel like we feel different from a lot of other girls, because we definitely don't feel like we have everything together all the time. We feel like some girls just seem perfect, and I think someone had seen their ex-boyfriend with his new perfect girlfriend, and, you know, it turned into one of those venting sessions. So, and then Different Breed was born, and so I think a lot of women can relate to this song. It's for anybody who feels like they're just a little bit different.
Okay. And your debut album was released to digital retailers in May. What can you tell us about that?
That was a cool thing. It was kind of a little experiment that we were, you gotta be careful, you gotta be strategic now as to when you actually get your songs and your album in the actual stores. And so, you know, a big part of our fan base, they're getting music online, which is a really cool thing. And so we decided that rather than wait to get it, you know, wait for it to come out in stores, we wanted to go ahead and get our music out there to people earlier on. So, yeah, it's available digitally right now on iTunes and Amazon and basically anywhere that you can get music online, that's where our album is. And it's been really successful for us. I mean, it's been definitely, since that has come out, we've seen our fan base increase quite a bit. And we're proud to have our music finally out there for people to listen to.
And how many songs are on that release?
There are 10 songs released, and then we also have a bonus track on iTunes for people that buy the album off of iTunes. There's a acoustic version of one of the songs as well. So, but there's 10 fully recorded tracks.
Okay, has a release date been announced for when it will be in stores?
Not a specific date, but it's going to be in September. So one of those weeks in September, I think they're nailing it down right now. So it'll be in stores before we know it.
Okay. Has Toby Keith given you any tips or suggestions on how to be successful?
Toby's whole mentality, I think what really attracted us to his label in the first place, he actually reminds us a lot of Waylon. You know, he really just believes in the music. Actually, Show Dog's slogan is, the only thing we take seriously is the music. And so he's just all about that. You know, he's kind of been that artist has just kind of done what he's wanted to do, and so he just wanted to create this label so that we could be able to get the music we want to out there and not have to cut through any red tape. So we're all about that. We love that advice.
Yeah, that's always good there. You guys have been touring on his 2008 Biggest and Baddest Tour. How's that been going so far?
It's been amazing. It's one of those experiences that we'll always remember. There's 11 of us on one bus. So it's a big adventure all the time, but there's nothing like being out on the main stage with a huge crowd watching you. It's a rush like you can't imagine. And we're having a blast. We're about halfway through the tour right now, and we get back out on the road tomorrow, and we're all pretty anxious to go because it's such a fun, big family. It's kind of like a traveling circus out there, but everybody really gets along, and we're just having the time of our lives.
All right. You recently made a stop at the Downtown Hoedown in Detroit last May. What was that like?
That was so much fun. Yeah, that was back in May. It was a great time. You know, there were a lot of different artists, and it's always really cool to do those radio shows because we get to meet a lot of other upcoming artists. And, you know, Lady Annabelle, we seem to always run into them at all those shows, and I think they were there. And so it was just a really good time to hang out and meet a lot of different people, a lot of the fans. Oh, the crowds were awesome that day, too. I mean, there was just tons of people there, and, yeah, we had a blast. We'd love to come back again and do it sometime in the following years.
Okay, where do you guys see yourselves in the next 10 years?
We're going to be opening big shows like Toby Keith. No, I mean, we really hope that this career is something that we can continue to just make music that relates to people and that become the soundtrack to people's lives. And we'd love to be, you know, headlining huge shows. And, you know, we'd also like to be able to see our music take us other places, into things like theater and film and charity work. And we really would love to just allow this career to give us wings to do lots of different things.
Any Anything else you would like to add today? Maybe I missed.
Seems like you covered most of it. We're online if anybody wants to check us out. CartersCord.com is our website, and we're also all over MySpace and Facebook and YouTube and all that good stuff. But if anybody wants more information about us, we're definitely easy to find.
All right. Thanks for your time today. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Thanks for taking the time.
Copyright 2008 America JR.com, Detroit, Michigan, USA.